The battle is going to be on Murray Bridge the 20th of February. That's a Saturday when Battle of the Sounds comes to town. It's Heat 1 and you can get involved. To tell us all about it, promoter Rob Pippin joins us. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Damon and Molly. How are you?
Tell us what people can expect from Battle of the Sounds from an audience perspective.
We've been trying to resurrect the Maiponga Music Festival for the last 9 months. And we thought there's a retro thing going on here, and we really wanted to try and find some other talent that could appear at the festival, but also to raise awareness of youth artists in South Australia post-coronavirus. So we thought we'd resurrect the idea of the Battle of the Sounds and bring it back for young local artists in South Australia. So we're sort of being retro, but being now at the same time. And our goal is to find basically original artists 25 and under, or if the band might have maybe a drummer who's, I don't know, 30, but the rest of the band's like, I don't know, 19 or something, who knows?
So they could be enter. Our ticket in, Damon.
Yeah, that's
if you
right.
wanted to be a band.
We're going to bank on your average age to bring us down. Rob, I mean, we're very passionate about youth artists getting an opportunity to perform. This is an incredible platform for them because you're looking for 7 to 10 bands for this Murraylands Heat on its own to basically compete.
Yep.
What's it, 2 songs each that they need to perform?
Yes, basically sort of 10 minutes roughly, 2 songs, couple of songs. Again, it's got to be original.
Cool.
The thing we've tried to do is it could be any genre of music and you
Amazing.
Can even be a soloist.
Right. So, okay.
If you're a hip-hop guy or girl or if you've got a duo, you know, or if you're just a singer with a track, you know, I mean, we'll cram in more than, I mean, if I'd like to get 12 entrants, I think we've got nearly 6 or 7 so far, so we'd like to even get 12.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, so basically any size from solo up to bands, it's fine. Any genre, rock, metal, pop, alternative, hip-hop, doesn't matter, acoustic, singer, songwriter, all welcome. So basically, guys, if you're original, if you're 25 and average and under, you're, look, please enter and... We're going to pick the best that we get our hands on and put them on the stage at Edward Square.
So Battle of the Sounds is going to be heading to the Thebe, a very iconic venue in South Australia, March 14th. Yeah, do you reckon that's a big draw card for maybe someone who's on the fence, like, oh, I don't know if I should enter? Like, that would be a pretty cool moment for any sort of young artist to say, well, I don't know about you, but I've performed at the Thebe.
Yeah. Look, what we've tried to do is we've got the event there. The finals at Thebe. Now, Thebe is just an absolutely iconic venue. The greatest acts in Australia and the world have played there, and it's pretty hallowed ground, really. So
I think
if you're serious about your music, you want to end up at Thebe.
Rob, this is incredible. TheBattleOfTheSounds.com is the website to go to.
Yep.
Edward Square in Murray Bridge is where Heat 1 will take place on Saturday the 20th of Feb, 6 to 10 p.m. If you want to get registered, head to the website. Hey, if you just want to come along as a punter, those bands are going to need your support as well. Rob Pippin, it's an incredible venture. Battle of the Sounds, we can't wait.
Thanks very much, Damon and Molly. Appreciate your time.